The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You'll remember that Planet Man and Slats, surrounded by a mysterious fleet of spaceships, were forced to land on a planet in the constellation of Alpha Centauri. One of the crew of the strange ship boarded Dantro's ship, the Alpha, and is attempting to communicate with our friends from the League of Planets.
Boy, this is really a weird-looking character. He's shaped just like a barrel. How can he tell what's going on?
I'm not sure, Slats, but he must have some sensory equipment that's either telepathic or works like our radar.
What's he doing on that star chart now?
He's changing it to show another part of the galaxy. Wait, I'll take a good look at it.
Hey, look. He's pointing at the chart and then at himself. That must be where he comes from.
I believe you're right, Slats. It's the constellation we call Libra.
Okay, so now he knows where we're from, we know where he's from. What happens next?
He seems to be indicating for us to stay here.
That's great. Where's he going?
Back to his ship.
We just supposed to cool our heels until he returns, is that it?
Well, I'd hardly call the surface of this planet a place to cool your heels, but that's the general idea.
I wouldn't mind it so very much if I didn't keep thinking about Pat and Professor Darrow and everybody back in our solar system. I'll bet you Marston is making everything pretty miserable.
Where have you been, Judge Augustus?
I came as quickly as I could, Marston.
I've been waiting here for 10 minutes. You're taking advantage of my good nature, Judge Augustus. I thought that you had learned that Marston's will is not to be thwarted.
But I've done everything you have asked. Now what do you want?
Don't pretend. You know very well why I sent for you. It's about the trouble on Ganymede.
But I've already told you we're trying to find out who was responsible for the assassination of your emissary. I assure you, the League of Planets was not behind it. We've been trying our utmost to see that the people obey your commands. I'm not a fool. I know you have the power to destroy any part of the solar system or all of it. And I would not tolerate an action which endangered so many billions of lives.
You talk very convincingly, Judge. But I know you too well to trust you. You'll never believe that Marston has the good of the solar system at heart.
What I believe does not matter. Now, you made the safety of the planets my responsibility. And I swear to you I'm doing all I can to see that no incidents occur. The assassination of your man on Ganymede was unfortunate. But surely you can't hold me responsible for anything anybody does in the entire solar system.
That's just it, Judge Augustus. I do hold you responsible, you and your henchmen. I have given orders to have 100 citizens of Ganymede executed at once.
But they are innocent. This was the work of one man, I tell you.
If they are innocent, so much the better. We'll teach whoever was responsible a lesson. It will teach them they cannot lift a finger against Marston without having their own people suffer. I have given the order for the execution to take place at 03 hours tomorrow. You see that the interplanetary communicator screens carry it to every corner of the solar system. Perhaps that way your people will learn once and for all that Marston will lead them to glory, or destroy them if they resist his will.
Where the dickens is that barrel carrying?
I think he's returning now. Yes, there's the signal to open the inner door of the space lock.
Yeah, I'll open it. There. You were right. Here comes Barrel now. Hey, look. He's got some kind of gadget with him. Wonder what it is.
Certainly is a peculiar-looking device. See, it has several wires trailing from it that look like caps of some kind.
They are caps. He wants us to put him on.
Come on.
Well, you're not going to do it.
Come on now, Sletch. Don't be selfish. I thought you were in a hurry to get going.
I am, but I like to pick out my own millinery.
Remember, Sletch, we haven't much choice.
Okay, I was going to do it anyway. I was just letting off a little steam. Hey, this fits pretty well.
Sletch, you realize what's happening?
No.
Just listen.
Welcome, representative of the League of Planets. We of the constellation Libra are glad to be the first of our race to contact you.
Listen, Dantro, will you listen to that? That thing's actually talking.
It's not the machine that's talking, Sletch. It's your friend Beryl.
We couldn't hear him or understand him until he brought in this machine.
I don't understand how it works, Sletch, but apparently it translates languages instantaneously. He's actually speaking to us in his tongue. But with the help of this machine, his words become understandable to us.
And he should be able to understand what we say.
We'll find out. Greetings from the League of Planets. We come as friends.
Our mission is friendly, too. What do you seek?
My people are threatened by a member of our own race who has gained a power we cannot combat. Our system is at his mercy, and we seek allies to aid us to regain control of our planet. What is your mission in this part of the galaxy?
Our sun is dying, and our planet is becoming uninhabitable for our race. We seek a new planet where our people may live. We are on an exploratory expedition, and we have been hunting for many cycles.
Are none of the planets in this system suitable for your people?
No, none will do. We must search further.
Dantro, ask him about the ancient race.
You speak of an ancient race. Our people, too, have legends of the existence of such a race. Is that whom you seek?
It sure is. Do you know where they are?
No. They passed through our constellation many, many cycles ago. We only know that they come by the ruins of their civilization they left behind.
Gosh, that's great. They're in the same boat as we are.
Dantro and Slats have found a friend, a mechanical friend. Will he be able to help in the search for the ancient race? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Dantro and Slats, they were conversing with a newfound mechanical friend. As we find them now, they are aboard the stellar ship Alpha on the constellation Libra, discussing the problem of finding the ancient race.
If you seek the ancient race, I am afraid we can give you little aid. However, our expedition will continue, and should we encounter that people, we will try to let you know.
How could you contact us? Do you have communications powerful enough to reach across the solar system?
I'll remain with you if you agree to it. I have the power to contact my own people anywhere in the galaxy, and they can reach me. For it is our hope that you may, in your search, find a planet that can support our people.
But I don't know whether we have suitable quarters for you. Our ship is built only to support our form of life. How long could you live under our conditions?
I'm afraid you don't understand. I'm not alive in the sense that you mean it. You see, I'm a robot.
A robot? You mean one of those mechanical walkie-talkies?
Only part of the basis of my construction is mechanical, Earthman. Actually, there is a combination of chemistry and electronics that make me exist. I need no food. I draw energy from almost any substance that can be found in the universe. Will it be inconvenient for me to remain with you?
What do you think, Slats?
I don't know what to say. I never shared quarters with a mechanical man before. Do you think it's safe?
I think we ought to take Beryl along.
You will find me useful in many ways. I've been built specifically as an aid in exploring unknown planets. With the help of the transcoder here, I can understand and communicate with any form of life. My body is capable of surviving under any conceivable condition. There are many ways in which I can probably be of help.
All right, prepare to get underway. Beryl is with us. Every minute we lose is a moment in Marston's favor.
Judge Augustus, where are those reports from Venus I asked for? Judge Augustus!
Inform the members of the League to prepare for a complete inventory of resources.
Judge Augustus!
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 Judge Augustus! Judge
Augustus! You want me to handle the control?
No, I'll do it, Slats. Here goes.
Hey, what's wrong? We aren't moving.
I don't know, Slats. I'll try again.
That's great. That's all we needed. Don't tell me the ship's gone haywire. What are we going to do now?
I'm almost certain there's nothing wrong with the ship. But if you'll give me a hand, I'll go through with the manual check. Perhaps there's something the alarm system hasn't indicated. Slats, I have an idea. It seems a little unbelievable, even to me.
Whether it's unbelievable or not, let's have it.
Something is holding us on this planet. Something or someone outside the ship.
Can there be something holding Alpha? If so, what can it be? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Tro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.